there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
I don't know how to follow that up. Like, we're not sex experts here. So, you know, well, maybe Aaron is. He's got
Speak
a couple of kids.
Speak for yourself,
He's got
Dave
a couple
Deitzel.
Of kids. So, you know, Aaron Goldhammer.
Let's see. We got Chef D for football. We've got Paston for baseball.
Yep.
We've got Woj for basketball. NBA. And we've got Hammer for, you know.
His last name is Hammer. It makes a lot of sense. It's Canty and Carlin. ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM, Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. I am Gabe Neitzel. He is Aaron Goldhammer. As we fill in for the guys this afternoon, and I am excited to be hosting with Aaron Goldhammer because while he does his day job in Cleveland, he is originally from Denver, Colorado. So he is a giant Nuggets fan.
Yes.
And you are nervous, very nervous, heading into tomorrow night's Game 1 NBA Finals as the Nuggets are hosting the Miami Heat. You can tune in for Game 1 of that Finals tomorrow night. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80.
So I've got the eye twitch. Have you ever had this going on where you get nervous about something or you're so where you're that you just sort of your eye starts fluttering?
Yeah, a little bit.
Gabe, I've been waiting for this my whole life. So, you know, if you're a Boston sports fan or whatever, just you have no idea what I'm talking about. So just try to relate because you're spoiled and because all of your teams have won championships. But like Knicks fans can understand this, right? I mean, imagine you're a Knicks fan. You're born in, you know, I don't know, 2000. You're 23 years old. You're listening to the you've never seen your team in the NBA Finals before. You've hardly ever seen them win a playoff series. Well, the Nuggets have never been in the NBA Finals, going all the way back to their inception in 1976. And kind of what makes me more nervous than anything, Gabe, is that they're playing a team in Miami with this story about them being an 8 seed and no one thought they'd get here. Well, now everybody's just assuming that the Nuggets are going to roll them in, you know, 4 or 5 games. It's not whether they're going to win, it's how many games they're going to win in. And I hate this narrative because it's the same thing everybody said about the Bucks, who Miami beat. It's the same thing everybody said about the Knicks, who Miami beat. And it's the same thing everybody said about Boston, who Miami beat. So it just feels like we're the next victim of Miami's incredible nobody believes in us revenge tour 2023. And I want to make sure we throw flowers at Miami that they know we are taking them seriously. We, of course, Nugget Nation.
Sure.
And that we expect a good series and we have an appropriate level of fear of our opponent.
It's too late for that, though. Like, Miami has already been playing the nobody believes in us card. Now, I'm still waiting for the ESPN stats and analytics tweak to come out and say that Denver has a 97% chance of winning the series, you know, just to continue to certify, you know, Miami's position of being the nobody believes in us team. However, the head coach of the Nuggets, Michael Malone, is with you, Aaron Goldhammer. He is calling the Heat the Nuggets' biggest challenge, and in his press conference, he explained what exactly makes the Heat so difficult to play against.
Well, as I told our team, man, like, forget the eight seed stuff. I mean, they beat Milwaukee 4-1, team that had the most wins in the NBA this year. They beat Boston 4-3, and they're up 3-0. Team with, I think, the second most wins in the NBA this year. So you get to the NBA Finals, it's not about seeding anymore. And for those that are thinking that this is going to be an easy series, I don't even know what to say to you people. I mean, like, this is going to be the biggest challenge of our lives. It's the NBA Finals. You know, this is, you're trying to win the first NBA championship in franchise history. And it's going to be the hardest thing that we've ever done, which is the way it should be.
Now, on some level, I can completely agree with what Michael Malone is talking about, because you want to make sure your team is focused. You do not want to overlook Miami. But I don't know if this Heat team, as much as Jimmy Butler has had to play, is going to push the Nuggets, because the Nuggets haven't been pushed really at all this postseason, have they?
I mean, the Suns won the next two games after losing the first two, so that game five back in Denver felt like it had some pretty big stakes.
Sure, but I mean, you also, by that point in the series, Chris Paul was out, and then game six, you know, 3-2, game six, you're feeling, you know, okay, you got to win.
You're saying,
but
low
by that
bar,
time, Ayton was out.
Yeah, and they obviously swept the Lakers, but going up against LeBron is always some level of a challenge. I just think that what Michael Malone is saying is, don't look at the talent on the roster. You know, sometimes we fall in, okay, how many all-NBA guys you got? How many superstars you got? Don't look at that. The Heat are the first team that the Nuggets have faced that have any sense of championship DNA. The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Do they? Whoa, hold on a second. Do they? The Heat have championship DNA? Who has championship DNA other than Udonis Haslem on that roster?
Their coach, their president, and their organization, whether they actually held the Larry O'Brien trophy or not, they know what it takes to win. They're not going to be intimidated by any situation.
But
they
the
are connected,
don't.
And the sum of their team is much better than the individual pieces. That's what I mean by that. And that's why I agree with what Michael Malone is saying. Like, if the Nuggets had to go through the Warriors, that would have been a pretty massive psychological challenge for them to overcome against the defending champs. I think more so than the talent, what he's talking about is what it's going to take out of you, the level of toughness that you're going to need, responding to adversity and all that. I think that's what Michael Malone is talking about, and I agree with him 1,000%.
Well, the one thing I will give the Heat credit for is it is a team, because of their head coach and because of their best player in Jimmy Butler, you're not going to see what happened with the Celtics, where somehow the Celtics quit two times in the same series, which was kind of incredible to see. That typically,
they
if you quit
the
first
rope
time,
twice. I'd say that game three and game seven. It's the rare double quit, rarely seen.
Usually after it happens the first time, you don't get an opportunity to do it the second time. But here we are with the Celtics, who are able to do it. But the Miami Heat, even if you are up 3-0 on them, there's not going to be a 1-2-3 Cancun with that team, right? They're not going to be. They are going to give you everything they have at all moments of every game that they possibly can.
You're not going to out prepare them. You're not going to out coach them. They're not going to let go. They could be down 20 at half. They could be down 16 going to the fourth quarter. Just ask the Bucks. And you're going to have to really finish the game. So, again, these are the reasons why. It's not that they have five superstars in their starting five. But sometimes in sports, what makes a series difficult is that a team is just going to be at least as tough as you, if not tougher. And I feel like that's where this series is, and it's why Michael Malone is challenging his team the way he is.
It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. He's Aaron Goldhammer. I'm Gabe Neitzel, filling in for the guys today, getting you ready for the NBA Finals tomorrow night. Again, Game 1 right here on ESPN Radio, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. But the Nuggets sit here coming into this series with 10 days of rest. I think the NBA is very lucky that the previous series in the Eastern Conference Finals went to seven games. Otherwise, I think everybody would have just completely forgotten that the NBA Finals were starting on Thursday. But because we ended
up getting
a really good
series. Good job by the scriptwriters over at the NBA, right? To get the series to end up going seven games.
Tip of the cap to them. I don't know if they borrowed some of the scriptwriters from the NFL to get ready for the finals. Either way, good job by them. But this seems like a lot of rest. And when you start talking about really any sport, but in football, I think you can survive a week or two of rest because that's part of, you have a bye week or you have a Thursday night game and it's part of the rhythm of your season. But when we start talking about baseball and basketball, when you get into that every other day rhythm or in baseball, every day rhythm, when teams end up getting these long periods of time off, I think then you have to start worry about that rest versus rust conversation, which is certainly going to be a real one for the Denver Nuggets tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, I think about 4 days off is perfect, right? Like, 1 day off isn't enough between series. 2 days off, you probably wish you could get a practice in, and it would limit your ability to do that. 4 days gets you, like, 2 days of practice and a little bit of time to reconnect and recharge with your – and then you dive right back into the next series. 10 days without a game – I mean, Gabe, the last time the Nuggets went 10 days without playing, it was called last summer, right? Because it didn't happen during the season. No, I'm serious. It didn't happen in February at the All-Star break. And so now you're expecting them to come off their longest layoff. See, I just think I know enough athletes to know that they are all creatures of routine. Oh, this 100%. Is totally going to throw the Nuggets routine for a loop, I think.
Well, because
good
what
job
do you
by
do?
Michael Malone. Yeah, right. Who? I mean, how many scrimmages can you do against each other? If I was the Nuggets, I'd have called the Suns and said, like, you guys want to get back together and play, like, game 8 exhibition style? You know, they were calling high school teams, college teams. They're just trying to get anybody to play against to just maintain, like you said, a sense of their rhythm. And so one of the bets that I like, and maybe we'll talk about this as we get a little bit deeper into the show today here on Canty and Carlin. You know, the Heat in the first quarter of game one to have the lead at the end of one, I think that's kind of a smart bet because I think the Nuggets are going to be a little bit all out of sorts. And it's going to take them a little bit in order to get their legs back under them. I also think the Nuggets are going to be the nervous team. Like, I think they feel
even though
how
they're
I
at
feel.
Home,
Gabe. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they haven't lost there since March.
This is the NBA Finals. It's a different stage. It's ABC. It's Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson, and Mark Kestisher, and Doris Burke, and ESPN Radio. It's just a whole nother level. And so I like the Heat in the first quarter for the rest-rust reason. Now, how long do you think it takes to get rid of that rust? I hope it doesn't take them 4 games, you know, to figure out.
I mean, teams can shake it after a quarter. I'm with you. It's going to be a slow starting first quarter for the Nuggets. I could see them, to me, it just kind of depends upon Jokic because they run so much of their offense through him. If he's able to find a rhythm within that offense, I think they can figure it out quickly, but it's all going to come down to him in terms of how quickly they find that rhythm and get out of the rust versus and start playing like the team we've seen through the entire Western Conference playoff run.
I know everybody keeps pointing to regular season matchups and stuff. I think with the Heat, get out of here with the
well, especially with
Jokic,
Jimmy.
What Jokic put up in the regular season, or what I think that is Miami proved to you that they're a totally different team in the playoffs than they are in the regular season. If you're still looking at them like they're some 8 seed, like they didn't even have an easy road, Gabe. I mean, they had to beat, let's see, Giannis. They had to go to the world's most famous arena, and then they had to beat the team that was universally considered to be the best team in the East this year. So I think Miami's had a tougher road to get here, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would definitely say that, but that's by design, right? Like, that's what happens when you are the 8 seed and have to go through in the play-in tournament versus having the most wins in the Western Conference. Their road was supposed to be easier, even though the West was incredibly deep this year.
Yeah, I think by halftime of Game 1, the Nuggets should have their legs under them. They should be over the nervous thing and the... You know, it's going to help them. They have a couple of guys on the roster, Jeff Green, you know, guys that have played in the NBA Finals before. And I want to make sure that, you know, if I'm them, I'd want to make sure that I know, you know, it's a longer intro. It's a later start time almost than any other game that you're going to like the all the little things that happen differently in the finals than happen at any other game. I would really want to have a sense of that if I'm Denver to try to make this feel as normal as possible tomorrow night.
The other thing that's unique about this finals, Aaron, is it may be the first time in NBA finals history where both teams are going to try to play the nobody believes in us card. Because the Heat have been doing it their entire playoff run because they've been the 8 seed. They were down with 3 minutes left in the play-in game to the Chicago Bulls, came back and won that game, and as you mentioned earlier, took out the Bucks, took out the Knicks, took out the Celtics, and oh, by the way, had a 3% chance of beating said Boston Celtics. So they've been playing the nobody believes in us card. Meanwhile, Denver's wondering why nobody talks about them and is now turning that into nobody believes in us. Are the Nuggets allowed to play the nobody believes in us card at the same time the Heat are playing? So nobody believes in anybody in the NBA Finals is what you're trying to tell me.
And I think the way the Nuggets will play it is Malone will say, look, they're projecting this to be the lowest rated NBA Finals of all time. And so he's going to focus on all the people who aren't even watching. You see what I'm saying? Spo, in his speech to the Heat, can say, Look at the line. Oh, my Caesar's Sportsbook says you guys have no chance, right? Well, for Michael Malone, he's going to say, oh, you're so uninteresting. The entire casual sports fan world is already talking football because they don't want to have to watch you. Look,
well, okay,
you know,
but in fairness, Aaron, and I'm sure we can get this audio later because Nikola Jokic stepped up to the press, stepped up to the podium today and was asked if he's the best player on the Nuggets. His response, sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not, and I'm cool with that, which is probably the most boring thing you can say. So when you actually are boring and people call you boring, you cannot be offended by that. You can't be offended by the facts of being boring.
I'm not saying that they'll be offended by it. I'm just telling you what card Michael Malone can play so that both coaches can say that nobody believes in him.
Can we can we figure out something for athletes to be motivated by other than slights of what other people potentially think? Or is that that's just the only way we can find to motivate athletes in 2023?
I don't know, Gabe. We both watched The Last Dance on ESPN. I think that has totally reset the whole find the slight and use it to motivate.
I got a question for both of you guys. In your respective markets, in Milwaukee, in Cleveland, mm-hmm. have you guys had an athlete that you covered? Have they ever said that to you that, hey, what you said motivated me or you doubted me? Or
yes. Yes. Yep.
That's because I believe Aaron's universally hated in the town in which he works.
I just think I'm universally respected, Gabe, in the town in which I work. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I don't feel right naming the player, but I definitely have taken some credit for a player's growth over the course of their career.
Attaboy. No, I don't. But I mean, part of the problem is, like, for the longest time, the Bucks were so bad. Like, it didn't matter how, like, okay, you can say the Bucks are bad. They just won 17 games. Yes, of course. Like, nobody can fire back
Gabe,
at that.
Just wait.
Or
Gabe
get
is
motivated.
In Milwaukee. Just wait for Jordan Love to win the MVP, get up there on the stand at the podium and say, Gabe Neitzel from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He really fired me up and inspired me to win this award. So, Gabe, you know, like Pat Bowlen, Gabe. This is for you.
That would be wonderful. That would be absolutely spectacular if that were to happen. You could join the conversation on the Canty and Carlin call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go out to Keith in Arizona. Keith, you're on ESPN Radio with Gabe Neitzel and Aaron Goldhammer filling in on Canty and Carlin.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Here's a perfect way to discover or to display why I think Miami has a chance. The great Ray Lewis gave a halftime locker speech and said, why is the lion the king of the jungle? He's not the strongest. That's an elephant. He's not the fastest. That's a cheetah. He's not the smartest. That's a monkey. It's his mentality. That's what makes him the king of the jungle. And that's the Miami Heat. Their mentality is they will not quit. You have to kill him to beat him.
No, and I 100% agree with that. Like that's the one thing that the Heat have proven.
They're
all
not
going to
beat themselves.
No,
Gabe, I can promise you that. So
correct.
You know, it's different. You're not going into this series thinking, "Oh, we got to overcome Steph or Jason Tatum." Or I mean, Jimmy Butler has been one of the best players in the playoffs. But more than that, it's like their role players find a way to play their biggest, best games of their lives in Game 7 on the road. Like, that's just unheard of in NBA history, but it's what happened. So I wouldn't put anything past the possibility of the Miami Heat pulling this off. And I actually think there's a lot of value in betting them. Did you know 9 times in the playoffs, Miami has won as an underdog? 9 in the playoffs, not in their franchise's history, in this postseason, 9 times they have been underdogs and won the game outright. Gabe, if we'd have just bet Miami started with like $10 and played Let It Ride, we'd be millionaires. We wouldn't
be
doing
this
show right now. Right, exactly.
Have an after and off right now. We do want to hear from you. Which team has the better case to use the nobody believes in us card, the Nuggets or a Heat? Call us at 888-729-3776. Plus, who should grab DeAndre Hopkins right now, and how would that impact the balance of power in the NFL? That's after Goldhammer has this from FanDuel.
Oh, Gabe, thank you very much. You can make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs because right now new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. That's right. Go to FanDuel.com/play to get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast, the finals.
Who out there outside of South Floridians is saying right now out loud, oh yeah, I'll take the Heat to win? Nobody's saying that. But sometimes teams have a chemistry. They have a belief.
I think from top to bottom, both of these teams have immense playoff and championship presence.
Denver is the far better team. I have them winning. I won't be surprised if Miami challenges or if they go on to win. Hey, man, Jimmy gonna walk in there and he gonna go hoop.
NBA Finals begin tomorrow night, Game 6. Listen to it right here on ESPN Radio, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. I'm Gabe Neitzel, along with Aaron Goldhammer, as we fill in for the boys this afternoon. Excited to bring on our next guest, because we know he can talk NFL, but we want to pick his brain as a coach, as we welcome in Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst. And coach, it seems that both these teams want to play the nobody believes in us card, even though they've both made it to the NBA Finals. For you as a coach, did you ever employ that strategy when addressing your team, saying, hey, nobody outside here believes in us? And when would you feel comfortable doing that if that's something you did?
I think once you understand the mindset of your team, and you set that in the beginning of the season, there are going to be dips. There are going to be valleys. There's going to be some highs, some lows. And as all this is happening, you're evaluating how your players handle that. And the right words to say, in other words, the message to give them. Not long messages. It's just little pieces of things to say. And if you think about the Miami Heat, this basketball team, I mean, look, they weren't picked to win anything early, right? I mean, at the end of the day. And so they've kind of, motivated themselves that way. Every time they win, they just become more confident in themselves. Not saying they're not, but you got to win to get confidence. And it was interesting when Butler went to the press conference after he had lost three in a row, and the Celtics had gotten back into it. You know, everybody said now they're going to Boston, and you know, and the Leprechaun sits on the basket and knocks the balls away when it's close games. And Butler said, "We're gonna win." And when he said it, I looked at him, I said, they're going to win. I mean, they really believe they're going to win. Now, it's easy to say that, but I think this team has gone through enough, and their coach has kept them very, just very steady. They've been very steady. And steady wins. Steady wins. And they found a way to win. Denver, on the other hand, you know, when they played the Lakers, you know, everybody thought the Lakers were going to beat them. But Denver, there's a reason they were the number one team. And so I think when you look at your team, the best thing a coach can do is understand the individuals on the team. See, it's easier in basketball if you don't have as many guys. But it's always the same message. Look, I can remember in New York when we were 2-5. We were 2-5. And we had just come off the playoffs the previous year. It was the same team, same coaches. And I remember talking to the players and telling them, hey, look, I'm not going to change positions. I changed the quarterback. That was it. I said, I'm not going to fire coaches. I said, we got to coach better. I said, we got to coach you guys better. And I said, all we got to do is just win one game again. See how it feels to win a game, right? And that's the mentality you take. And what ended up happening for us, we ended up winning the division with a 2-5 start.
Wow. Coach, is it harder to build a good culture? You know, because everybody talks about Heat culture now all the time leading into this series. Is it harder to build it or is it harder to maintain it?
It's harder to maintain it, especially when you start getting success. Because, look, we know this in sports and like in life. Everyone's an independent contractor. You always want to do the right things, but you always want to benefit yourself. I mean, that's what motivates you. You want to reach the highest peak you can reach as an individual. And when you start winning, all these things come to fruition. All these other things become part of it. You know, this is why you see Super Bowl teams very difficult to repeat. You know, in the fact that when the off season comes, all of a sudden guys are getting radio shows, guys are getting appearances. Everybody wants a piece of that pie, right? Some guys get a little bit more than others. All that becomes part of it. And you got to erase all that once you get back to work. Right, you got to explain to the players, hey, look, we got to get back to work now. What we did in the past has nothing to do with what we need to do going forward.
Talking with Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN app. But it's more about how you handle coaching in certain situations as we get ready for NBA Finals Game 1 tomorrow night. All athletes, Coach, are creatures of habit, especially when you get to the highest levels. What do you do when you have a long period of time off like the Nuggets have with 10 days between Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals and Game 1 of the NBA Finals?
Well, that's tough in the fact that, you know, you're not in rhythm. It's just like if you have a bye that week in the playoffs, right? You don't play and you're sitting around and you're trying to – you don't want to wear your players out. It's been a long season. But you got to keep them emotionally down because you want to – conserve their energy, right? You know, players are creatures of habit. I say this as a player, not as a coach. You understand there's this energy that you have, and you don't want them to drain energy just on things that make no sense. And so you got to make sure you understand your team, you understand exactly what they need to do, right? And what you need to do to get them ready. These guys are ready to play. Are you kidding me? This is the NBA Finals. People say, well, they're going to off a week. It don't matter. You're in the NBA Finals. It don't matter at the end of the day. I mean, you played all year to get here. You think you're going to be fatigued? I mean, you're not going to be fatigued. You got to calm them down, basically. You got to get them rest, to be quite honest.
Coach, I imagine Spo and Michael Malone in their respective locker rooms tomorrow night, you know, doors closed with some emotional movie-type speech, you know, the inches we need are everywhere around us. Is that a movie Hollywood construct, or does that actually happen in locker rooms before big games?
This is very important to know the sense of your team, and you got to know what needs to be said. Sometimes it's a lot of words, sometimes it's none. But you leave them with this. You make sure they understand when you come out of the locker room and you're getting ready to put your feet on the hardwood floor or on the grass, I used to say, when we go on the grass, have fun. You tell them, have fun. And they look at you like, you're right, coach. You just need to go have fun. Everything's going to take care of itself. But have fun, man. Go. I've always told my team, at the end of the day, when you put your feet on the grass, make sure you're having fun, boys.
Well, this interview was fun, Coach. We certainly appreciate you jumping on and not just talking about football, but talking about coaching. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate you both. Thank you.
Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, although being more of a coaching analyst as he joined us today here on Canty and Carlin. Coming up next, you can still give us a call at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and tell us which team is a better case to use the Nobody Believes in Us card. Plus, would you consider Eric Spoelstra a top five head coach of all time if the Heat win it all? It's next, Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/SBO. Terms and conditions apply.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast, the finals on ESPN Radio.
Jokic on the drive, got deep and scored for the lead.
We understand that we're heading to the NBA Finals, and we have four more games to try to win.
Murray will turn, shoots for three.
Go! Lost the ball, poked from behind by Butler. Butler gets it back and slams it.
The longer you're around in this business, you realize the harder and harder it is to do something like this.
Martin on the right side, shoots a three straight away, throws it!
We're all excited for NBA Finals Game 1 tomorrow night. Heat, Nuggets. Again, listen to it right here on ESPN Radio. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm Gabe Neitzel. He's Aaron Goldhammer. We fill in for Canty and Carlin today on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. A little bit of an update for Game 1, as I think this was kind of anticipated to be the case, even though he's been cleared to return to basketball activities, Aaron. But Eric Spoelstra earlier today making it official, no Tyler Hero for Game 1 for the Miami Heat.
Yes. So I would imagine he might come back at some point during this series, Gabe, and this is going to be a storyline to watch. This guy that averages 20 points a game. I mean, he may not be a superstar, but he's probably the Heat's second-best scorer. I mean, aside from Caleb Martin being the second coming of Kevin Durant or whatever. So I think this is something worth keeping an eye on as we move forward. He's been out since the Milwaukee series, but from people that have watched him warm up and stuff and practice a little bit, it sounds like he's close enough that we might definitely see him during this series at some point.
Yeah, when you're a shooter like that, just coming back from a broken hand, there's just so many feels you kind of have to regain in order to have trust in yourself in order to be a contributor, especially once you've made it to the NBA Finals and your team has shown that they can, you know, find out a way to do it without your 20 points per game. I'm sure Eric Spoelstra and the Heat would love to have him available, but they need, in order for it to be worth it, he needs to be close to the shooter that he was and kind of have some of those same feels before he broke it against the Bucks earlier this postseason. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Which team for the finals, the Nuggets or the Heat, have the better case for playing the Nobody Believes in Us card? We go to Young in Miami. You're on ESPN Radio with Gabe Neitzel and Aaron Goldhammer.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what's going on, Young?
Oh, what's going on, man? I ain't even hear you, man, when you said it.
How y'all guys doing? I'm actually doing Amazon work right now, but I'm going to just get straight to it. So the Heat, for sure, have that nobody believe in us card. Like, you got to understand the adversity we went through. Yeah, Denver, but Denver is the number one team. Like, they doing what they're supposed to do. The Heat was not even supposed to be in the finals, guys. Come on. What are we asking here? And Eric Spoelstra, if he wins this one, for sure, will be the top five coach. And also, earlier, you said championship pedigree on the bench. I have Kyle Lowry. I also have Kevin Love, who's won a championship before. So I got some type of championship experience in that locker room. That's something to throw out there. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
No, certainly appreciate pointing especially those two players out. I think I'm of the thinking, Hammer, that Spoelstra might be a top five coach anyway, regardless if they win this series. Because going through what a lot of people thought were probably two of the top, if not the top two teams in the NBA this year, I know going into the playoffs, there were many experts that I talked to on this show while filling in saying the Bucks and Celtics were the best two teams, not just in the East, but in the NBA. And they went through both. And when you look at this roster, especially considering they haven't had Tyler Hero for the majority of this run, taking this roster to an NBA Finals is, to me, it's the same as when LeBron dragged Booby Gibson as his second best player in to the finals
it's
in his early days with
the equivalent
Cavs.
Of the 2007 Cavs. No, I see what you're saying. Look, I wouldn't take anything away from Spo if the Heat don't win this series. But I'm looking at the list that the NBA put out last year at NBA 75 at the 75th anniversary of the 15 greatest coaches in history. I mean, Spo has definitely had a better career than some of these guys. Like, God bless Don Nelson. I hope he's enjoying a beard and, you know, a beer and something else somewhere.
Yeah.
He never won a championship as a coach. Like, I'm just not straight up ring counting. But I'm saying, like, you got to win. Like, Larry Brown, I would take Spo over Doc Rivers any day of the week, and he's on this list. I can make an argument that before that he's one of the top five coaches in NBA history, right there with his mentor Pat Riley, who's also definitely on that list.
Yeah, I would have Pat Riley on that list. It's tough to kind of compare maybe to, you know, coaches in past eras like Red Auerbach. It's just one of those things where it's going to be tough. It's not exactly apples to apples when the league was smaller and you are using different modes of transportation. We're going to continue this conversation. Plus, who was the biggest disappointment in the NBA this season? That's next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.